Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. This morning I'm going to read. I'm just going to chant some important verses from the first canto, first six chapters. Please come here, Ved Narayan. Then you can. I'll read the Sanskrit, and you read the English. Last night, a devotee was talking about reading Bhagavatam, so I'll just read the verse. So I select a few verses, starting with the first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which you'll find on page 43. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya janmadyasya yatonvayaditaratashchartheshvagvignashvarat tene brahma hridaya adikavaye muhyanti yat suryaha Tejo vari mridang yatha vinmayo yatra trisargo mrsha dhamna svena sada nirasta kuakam satyam parang dhimahi. Read the translation.
O my Lord, Sri Krishna, Son of Vasudeva, O all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisance unto you. I meditate upon Lord Sri Krishna because he is the absolute truth and the primary cause of all causes of the creation, sustenance and destruction of the manifested universes. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations, and he is independent because there is no other cause beyond him. It is he only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge unto the heart of Brahmaji, the original living being. By him even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion, as one is bewildered by the illusory representations of water seen in fire or land seen on water. Only because of him do the material universes, temporarily manifested by the reactions of the three modes of material nature, appear factual, although they are unreal. I therefore meditate upon him, Lord Sri Krishna, who is eternally existent in the transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representations of the material world. I meditate upon him, for he is the absolute truth.
Alright, chapter 1, text 2, on page 52. Dharma prochita kaitavo tra paramo nirmat saranam satam. Vedyang vastavam atravastu shivadang tapa trayon mulanam. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni krite king vaparai rishvaraha. Sadhyo hridyavarudhyate trakritibhi susru shivistakshanat.
Completely rejecting all religious activities which are materially motivated, this Bhagavata Purana performs the highest truth, which is understandable by those devotees who are fully pure in heart. The highest truth is reality distinguished from illusion for the welfare of all. Such truth approves the threefold miseries. This beautiful Bhagavatam, compiled by the great sage Vyasadeva in his maturity, is sufficient in itself for God realization. What is the need of any other scripture? As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam, by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within this heart.
Text 3. Nigama kalpa taro galitam phalang shukamakhadam rita drava sangyatam Pibata Bhagavata Rasamalayam Muhuraho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavuka.
O expert and thoughtful men, relish Srimad Bhagavatam, the mature fruit of the desired tree of Vedic literatures. It emanated from the lips of Sri Shukadeva Goswami, therefore this fruit has become even more tasteful, although its nectarian juice was already relishable for all, including liberated souls.
Okay, through to text 14. Page 73. Apanah sang sriting gaurang yannama vibhasho grinan tatas sadyo vimuchita yad bhipeti swayang bhayam.
Living beings who are entangled in the complicated notion of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified.
Text 19. Vayam tuna vitripyama uttama shloka vikrame yat chinvatang rasagyanam svadu svadu pade pade.
We never tire of hearing the transcendental pastimes of personality of Godhead, who is glorified by hymns and prayers. Those who have developed a taste for transcendental relationships with him relish hearing of his pastimes at every moment.
Text 20. Kritavan kila karmani saharamena keshavaha atimartyani bhagavan gurha kapatamanushaha.
Lord Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, along with Balarama, prayed like a human being, and so masked, he performed many superhuman acts.
Text 22. Twang na sandarshito dhatra dustarang nistitir shatam kalim sattvaharang phongsang karnadhara ivarnavam.
We think that we have met your goodness by the will of providence, just so that we may accept you as the captain of the ship for those who desire to cross the difficult ocean of Kali, which deteriorates all the good qualities of a human being.
Text 23, next verse. Bruhi Yogeshwari Krishne Brahmanye Dharma Varmani Svankashtham Adhuno Pete Dharma Kangsharanangataha.
Since Sri Krishna, the absolute truth, the master of all mystic powers, has departed for his own abode, please tell us to whom the religious principles have now gone for shelter.
Okay, through to chapter 2, just some selected verses here, but in chapter 2 there are so many important verses, beginning with number 2. Important means they're all important, but those which are more often quoted, verse 2, Sutta Uvacha, Yang Pravrajanta Manupetam Apeta Krityang Dvaipayano Virahakatara Ajuhava Putreti Tanmayatayataravo Bhinedus Tangsarava Bhuta Hridayang Munimanatosmi.
Srila Sutta Goswami said, let me offer my respectful obeisance unto the great sage Sukadeva Goswami.
Unto that great sage
Sukadeva Goswami, who can enter the hearts of all, eventually to take up the renounced order of life, sannyasa, leaving home without undergoing reformation by the sacred thread or the ceremonies observed by the higher castes. His father, Vyasadeva, fearing separation from him, cried out, O my son, indeed, only the trees which were absorbed in the same feelings of separation echoed in response to the bereaved father.
Yaswanubhavam akhila shruti saramekam adhyatma deepam atitir shatam tamondham Sangsarinam karunayaha purana guhyang tang vyasa sunam upayami gurung muninam.
Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto him, Sukha, the spiritual master of all sages, the son of Vyasadeva, who out of his great compassion for those gross materialists who struggle to cross over the darkest regions of material existence, spoke this most confidential supplement to the cream of Vedic knowledge, after having personally assimilated it by experience.
Narayanam namaskritya narang chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudirayet.
Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Narayana, unto Nara Narayana Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and to Srila Vyasadeva, the author.
Munaya sadhu prishtoham bhavadbhir loka mangalam yad krita krishna samprashno yenatma supersedati.
O sages, I have been justly questioned by you. Your questions are worthy because they relate to Lord Krishna and so are of relevance to the world's welfare. Only questions of this sort are capable of completely satisfying the self.
Savai pumsang paro dharmo yato bhakti radhokshaje
ahaituhi apratihata yayatna suprasidati.
The supreme occupation dharma for all humanity is that by which men can attain to a loving devotional service unto the transcendental Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self.
Vasudeve bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojitaha janayatyashu vairagyam jnanam chayadahaitukam.
By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world.
Dharma swanushtita pungsam vishvaksena kathasuyaha notpadayad yadiratin shramaheva hi kevalam.
The occupational activities a man performs according to his own position are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the personality of Godhead.
Dharmasya pavargyasya narto tayopakalpate nartasya dharmai kantasya kamo labhaya hismitaha.
All occupational engagements are certainly meant for ultimate liberation. They should never be performed for material gain. Furthermore, according to sages, one who is engaged in the ultimate occupational service should never use material gain to cultivate sense gratification.
Kamasya nendriya pritir labho jiveta yavata jivasya tatva jignyasa narto yascheha karma vihi.
Life's desire should never be directed towards sense gratification. One should desire only a healthy life or self-preservation. Since the human being is meant for inquiry about the absolute truth, nothing else should be the goal of one's works.
Vedanti tat tatva vidas tatvam yajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabhyate.
Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma or Bhagavan.
Tachchadadhana muniyo jnana vairagya yuktaya pashantyatmani chatmanam bhaktya shutagrihitaya.
The seriously inquisitive student or sage, well equipped with knowledge and detachment, realizes that absolute truth by rendering devotional service in terms of what he has heard from the Vedanta Shruti.
Atah pumbhid vijasrishtha varam shama vibhagashaha svanushthitasya dharmasya samsidhir haritoshanam.
O best among the twice born, it is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging the duties prescribed for one's own occupation according to caste divisions in orders of life is to please the personality of Godhead.
Tasmadekena manasa bhagavan satvatang patihi shrotavya kirtitavyascha dheyah pujascha nityada.
Therefore, with one point of attention, one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember, and worship the personality of Godhead, who is the protector of the devotees.
Yad anudhyasina yukta karma granti nibandhanam chindanti ko vidas tasya ko na kuryat kataratim.
With sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work karma by remembering the personality of Godhead. Therefore, who will not pay attention to his message?
Susrusho shadadhanasya vasudeva kataruchihi syan mahatsevaya vipra punyatirta nishevanat.
O twice-born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely free from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the message of Vasudeva.
Shinvatam svakatha krishna punya shravana kirtanaha hridyantasto hyabhadrani vidunoti suhritsatam.
Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted.
Nashta prayeshva bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavat yutamashloke bhakti bhavati naishtiki. One thing, Vednarayan. you're chanting Bhagavati Uttama Shloka, but it's to be pronounced Bhagavat Uttama Shloka. Can you read the Devanagari script? If you read the Devanagari script, it becomes clear. It's a different letter which is written, which is a similar but different sound. Bhagavati Uttama Shloka. It flows. Hare Krishna.
By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact.
Tada rajastamo bhava kama lobha dayaschaye cheta etairana vidham sitham sattve prasidati.
As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's mode of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire, and hankering, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness and he becomes completely happy.
Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogatah bhagavat tatva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate.
Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association.
Vidyate hridaya grantis chidyante sarva sanshayaha kshiyante chasya karmani drishta evatmanishvare.
Thus the knot in the heart is pierced and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive actions is terminated when one sees the self as master.
Ato vaikavayo nityam bhaktim paramaya muda Vasudeva Bhagavati Kurvantyatma Prasadanim.
Certainly, therefore, since time immemorial, all transcendentalists have been rendering devotional service to Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, with great delight, because such devotional service is enlivening to the self.
Okay, we'll skip through to text 28 now. Vasudeva Paraveda, Vasudeva Paramakha, Vasudeva Parayoga, Vasudeva Parapriya, Vasudeva Paramjnanam, Vasudeva Parantapaha, Vasudeva Parodharmo, Vasudeva Paragatihi. Actually, if anyone else wants to chant, maybe you could share it like that. Okay, read the translation.
In the revealed scriptures, the ultimate object of knowledge is Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. The purpose of performing sacrifice is to please Him. Yoga is for realizing Him. All fruitive activities are ultimately rewarded by Him only. He is the supreme knowledge, and all sincere austerities are performed to know Him. Religion, Dharma, is rendering loving service unto Him. He is the supreme goal of life.
Okay, we're going to go through to page 168. Chapter 3, text 24. Tatakalo sampravritte sammohaya suradvisham buddho nam nanjanasuta kikateshu bhavishyati.
Then, in the beginning of Kali Yuga, the Lord will appear as Lord Buddha, the son of Anjana, in the province of Gaya, just for the purpose of deluding those who are enemies of the faithful feast.
Then text 26. Avatara hiya sankhyaya hare sattva nidhe dvijah yatha vidasena kulya sarasasyu sahasrasaha.
O Brahmana, the incarnations of the Lord are innumerable, like rivulets.
It means like a small river.
Like rivulets flowing from inexhaustible sources of water.
Alright. There's so many verses. Alright, let's go right through to text 40 now. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishihi Nishreya Sayaloka Sya Dhanyam Swastayanam Mahat.
This Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of God, and it is compiled by Srila Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God. It is meant for the ultimate good for of all people, and it is all successful, all blissful, and all perfect.
Then text 43. Krishne Svadhamo Pagate Dharma Gyanadhibhi Saha Kalau Nashta Drishamesha Puranarko Dhunoditaha.
This Bhagavata Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna, his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana.
Then through to chapter 4, text 25, in which the first two lines are quite often quoted. Stri Shudra Dvija Bandhunam Traina Shuti Gochara Karma Shreya Simurhanam Shreya Evam Bhavadeha Iti Bharatama Khyanam Kripaya Munina Kritam.
Out of compassion, the great sage thought it wise that this would enable men to achieve the ultimate goal of life. Thus he compiled the great historical narration called the Mahabharata for women, leaders and friends of their wise born.
Chapter 5, text 10. Nayadvachas chitrapadam harer yasho jagat pavitram pragrinita karhichit tadvaya santirtam ushanti manasana yatra hamsa niramantyu shikshayaha.
Those works which do not describe the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the whole universe, are considered by saintly persons to be like unto a place of pilgrimage for crows. Since the unperfect persons are inhabitants of the transcendental abode, they do not derive any pleasure there.
Next verse. Tadvag visargo janatag haviplavo yasmin pratishlokam abadhavatyapi namanyanantasya yashonkitani yachchinvanti gayanti hrinanti sadavaha.
On the other hand, that literature which is full of descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, forms, pastimes, etc. of the unlimited Supreme Lord is a different creation, full of transcendental words directed towards bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest.
Then the next verse after that is Naishkarmyam apyachuta bhava varjitam Nashobhate jnanam alam niranjanam Kutah punah shashvad abhadram ishvare Nacharpitam karma yadapya karanam.
Knowledge of self-realization, even though free from all material affinity, does not look well if devoid of the conception of the infallible God.
Then through to text 17 of this chapter.
What then is the use of productive activities which are naturally painful from the very beginning and transient by nature, if they are not utilized for the devotional service of the Lord?
Text 17. Tyaktva swadharmam charanam bhujam hare bhajanna pakvotha patitato yadi yatra kvava bhadrama buddha buddhya king kovartarapto bhajatam swadharmataha.
One who has forsaken his material occupations to engage in the devotional service of the Lord may sometimes fall down while in an immature stage, yet there is no danger of his being unsuccessful. On the other hand, a non-devotee, though fully engaged in occupation duties, does not gain anything.
And then text 18, is it? Yeah. Tasya eva heto prayateta kovidona labhyate yad brahmatamu priyadaha talabhyate dukhava danyata sukham kalena sarvatra gabhira ranghasa.
persons who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined should endeavor only for that purposeful end which is not attainable even by wandering from the topmost planet, Brahmaloka, down to the lowest planet, Patala. As far as happiness derived from sense enjoyment is concerned, it can be obtained automatically in course of time, just as in course of time we obtain miseries even though we do not desire them.
Then next verse. Navaijano jato katanchana vrajin mukunda sevyanyavadanga sansritim smaran mukunda angriupaguhanam punar vihatumichennarasagraho janaha.
My dear Vyasa, even though a devotee of Lord Krishna sometimes falls down, somehow or other, he certainly does not undergo material existence like others, fruity workers, etc. Because a person who has once relished the taste of the lotus feet of the Lord can do nothing but remember that ecstasy again and again.
Next. Idam hi vishvam bhagavani vetaro yato jagatsthane nirodha sambhavaha tadhi swayam veda bhavans tathapite pradesha matram bhavata pradarshitam.
The Supreme Lord, personality of Godhead, is himself this cosmos, and still he is aloof from it. From him only has this cosmic manifestation emanated, in him it rests, and unto him it enters after annihilation. Your good self knows all about this. I have given only a synopsis.
Text 22. Idam hi pungsas tapasah shrutasya va svishtasya suktasya ca buddhidatayoho avichutartha kavibhya nirupito yaduttama shloka gunarno varnanam.
Learned circles have possibly concluded that the infallible purpose of the advancement of knowledge, namely austerity, study of the Vedas, sacrifice, chanting of hymns and charity, culminates in the transcendental descriptions of the Lord, who is defined in choice poetry.
Okay, alright, well, I'll finish that. The first five chapters, selected verses.